What will you do if your spouse disappoints you?
Tatanggapin mo ba o hihiwalayan mo?
Welcome to Love Connect Podcast with The Kosho. And welcome to our second podcast for the year 2024. Alay, mahinga ko. San ba galing itong issue na, hindi yung issue, itong discussion na ito?
Ang dami kasing issue nowadays, eh, di ba? Parang, kaya siguro nahawa ka doon.
Hindi eh, kasi pinag-uusapan natin to. Tapos sabi ko, pick up tayo dun sa podcast number one natin sa engagement ring. Kasi may part na parang na-disappoint ba ng partner mo? Both sides eh. Di ba? I mean, of course, let's assume lang na it's the, that part. Iba-iba naman ang konteksto. What if na-disappoint si girl or what if na-disappoint si boy sa naging asa sa igang response ni girl?
Ika nga,
di ba? So, what if as a married couple, what if after getting married, 10 years na kayo, 20 years na kayo, and still, when you look at your spouse, there are things that disappointed you. Maybe what they do, what they decided on, or how they live their life, or how they are living in the married life as a husband, as a wife, or even maybe as a parent. And now, na-disappoint ka. So how do you deal or how do you respond when your spouse disappoints you? Mommy.
Ang lalim. Disappointment is, parang it's a normal thing in life. Pero ayaw mo siyang pagdaanan. Who wants to be disappointed in life, di ba? Parang gusto mo siyempre fairy tale. Gusto mo siyempre parang sana your partner gets you. Or sana hindi siya yung parang pagsisihan ko na pinag-asawa ko to. Na-disappoint ako, Lord. Parang ganun, di ba?
Sige, alam mo ganito gawin natin, ha? Meron akong isipin na kasi disappointment, usually ang sagot ng mga mag-asawa dyan, depende, ba't ka ba na-disappoint? Ano bang ginawa ng asawa mo? So there are maybe levels of disappointment or maybe every couple has their own limits on what is allowed by their heart and what is not allowed by their heart. Parang tayo natin, nag-usap tayo eh. Ano yung gagawin ko na talagang ayaw mo? Di ba? Or nag-usap tayo, what if magkaroon ng cheating? Paano natin tatanggapin to? What if ganito? What if mawala ako? Mag-aasawa ka ba? Di ba? Yung mga ganyang questions na ginagawa natin. Now, what if dumunta sa mild. Na-disappoint ka, maybe because of the way paano sa bahay yung asawa mo. Tapos na tayo sa level na...
Pag-usapan natin yan.
Oo, tapos na tayo sa level na, naku, don't expect your husband to change or your wife to change kasi pinakasalan mo yan, hindi mo babaguhin yan. But there are, inside the married life, so many graces na nagbabago naman ng mga mag-asawa for their loved one. Diba? Marami tayong ginawa na ganyan. Nag-a-adjust tayo after we... Alam mo ang pagbabago, madalas nangyayari pag nag-uusap kayo mag-asawa, no? That's how powerful. Ngayon ko lang naisip, no? Side note lang. Ganun ka-powerful ang communication that when you always talk to your spouse, you end up really, sige nga, magbago ako para sa asawa ko kasi hindi pala nakakatuwa itong ginagawa ko. But, balik tayo sa topic natin. What if yun nakita mo? So how do you deal with that kind of, na-disappoint ako, ang asawa ko hindi pala marunong magluto. Na-disappoint ako yung asawa ko pala hindi marunong maglinis ng banyo. Na-disappoint ako kasi yung asawa ko hindi pala ganun kagaling magtrabaho o magnegosyo. So how do you deal with those kind of disappointments? If you're in that part, in that case of your married life, ano yung gagawin mo?
It's always, for me, communication pa rin. Hindi, side note nga yung sinabi mo eh. Kasi yung disappointment will lead to communication and it will also lead to reflection. Communication when it comes to you talking to your spouse about the issue. Yun eh. Yung pag na-disappoint ka, una, kausapin mo yung asawa mo. Ano ba yung nangyari? Ito yung naramdaman ko. Na-disappoint ako because ito yung ginawa mo. And at the same time, on the other side naman, you also get to reflect, na-disappoint pa ako dahil sa ginawa niya o na-disappoint ako dahil sa ako to. Dahil sa expectation ko. Na-disappoint pa ako dahil ito yung kinalakihan ko. So I'm expecting my spouse to react or to do this way. To live a life na parang katulad ko. Parang lagi masasabi sa adobo, di ba? Parang ayoko nang may gatang adobo kasi ito yung kinalakihan ko. So na-disappoint ako sa asawa ko when he cooked adobo with gata.
Mm.
So again, two things yun. Magre-reflect ka ba? O i-communicate mo rin yun kasi naka-disappoint ka sa asawa mo?
Kasi alam mo, may mga ibang disappointment na na-disappoint ako, pero okay lang. Di ba? May magana naman eh. Okay lang, tanggap ko naman.
Bigay tayo examples para masaya. Saan ka na-disappoint sa marriage that maybe other couples who are listening to us can relate to?
Anong gusto mo, malalim o hindi?
Mild nga lang tayo.
Marami dumawa ako tayo disappointments. Marami.
Dumawa tayo sa hindi tayo mag-aaway. Mamaya na yun sa mag-aaway tayo.
Napaisip tuloy ako, meron ba akong na-disappoint na...
Labas mo na yan. 2024 na.
Hindi, totoo ha. Iniisip ko, meron ba akong na-disappoint na mild lang? Meron kasi akong yung parang part na malalim sa ating dalawa.
Pero or okay, akala mo tayo mild lang, hindi pala. Yung parang ganun. Yung parang noong
siya na mild. Well, ito, tanggap na tanggap ko siya na ayaw mo ng aso. Sorry to the dog lovers out there kasi nagkaroon po ng trauma ang wife ko nung bata siya.
It's not that I don't like them. It's just that I'm scared of them.
May trauma talaga siya. It's not a joke. Talaga nakita ko pa nagkaroon ng aso. Talagang iba yung trauma niya. Kaya even in the malls.
And I'm disappointed with people who keep on insisting dogs to me. As if,
kaya mo yan. Ganito. Pero kasi nga,
takot
siya.
Takot nga po eh.
May process talaga. Hindi siya yung biro lang na ayaw ng aso. So, like that. Kasi ako, gustong-gusto ko magkaroon ng aso. Yung tipong hawakan mo, alagaan mo. Gusto mo yung mas malaki pa sa'yo pag sumampa. So, pero it's okay. It's okay with me. Sobrang, alam mo, hindi ko makita gano'n yung mild disappointments na yan kasi mas nakafocus ako sa mga possible disappointments ko na kailangan kong improve. Seriously.
That's reflection.
Oo, ganun siya. So, dun ako nakafocus. Ikaw, ano yung disappointment mo sa akin?
Ano, yung kalat.
Isa lang, out of the marami ha. Baka ma-disappoint sila sa atin eh.
Kalat. Kalat lang. Simpleng kalat lang. Na yun nga, di ba? Parang it's always about, ito po ah, sa mga nakikinig sa atin, you can also do this. Pag halimbawa feeling mo na-disappoint yung asawa mo sa'yo because of mild things, laging sinasabi sa akin ni Drew Scosho, that kalat will always remind you that you have a spouse. Na forever buhay ang asawa mo. That's something that you have to be grateful for. So at the end of the day, it will be part of your grateful list into thinking na, oh my God, salamat po, kinalat ng asawa ko yung medyas niya or yung resibo galing, po galing, for galing, the business, galing, hindi napunta galing sa bahay ng resibo mo, ganyan. Oh, and it adds spice to the podcast.
Ano, nainis ka na naman. Ang ibig sabihin niyan, may asawa ka't buhay pa.
Ayan, o diba? Take diba? It from him.
Pag nanood ka ng movie, gagawin sa movie, ifa-fast forward nila or kaya yung iibahin yung landas, biglang, uy, nawala. Tapos biglang, babalik. Then you look at your spouse and aakapin mo, buti buhay ka pa, itong kalat na to. Diba? Ayan yung ginagawa ko.
PhD effective, ni Brother Drew Scosho.
Very, very effective, my dear
husband.
Men or dear listeners. Pero mild kasi disappointments
love,
na yan, di ba?
I love stories talaga, tama.
Oo, mild disappointments kasi yan, di ba?
Okay.
But so, let's dive now to the second part. What if naman may mga deep disappointments? Yung kasi sa atin, hindi naman siya deep eh. Pero may mga taong deep disappointments talaga. What will you do? For example, mag-break muna tayo. Let's have a break and have a breather. We'll be back.
Hi, I'm Vanya.
I'm Isa.
And I'm Ayo.
And we know you're enjoying this podcast, so if you're looking for more stuff to listen to or to laugh to, you can try checking out our podcast. Try lang naman.
Yeah, my mom told me when I was a kid to always try things at least once before you say no. So you can try to listen to our podcast where we talk about anything and everything that matters to us. As in, kahit ano.
Yeah, so give a listen later after this podcast. Go check us out, follow us at That Sounds Holy, and we release new episodes every single Tuesday. So try it out.
See you or hear you.
Journey with you.
Feel you.
See ya.
And we're back. And that can lead to disappointments.
Hindi, ibig ko sabihin nito, what if na-disappoint ka kasi kahit pala mag-asawa na kami, mahilig pa rin siya tumingin sa sexing babae.
Or kahit gaano mo sabihin kung ano yung kailangan mo at ng marriage, no?
Walang nangyayari.
Walang nangyayari.
Or, alam mo namang gusto ng may importante naman ang communication, kaso yung asawa mo, ayaw naman makipag-communicate and you feel like you're already in the dead end na tatanggapin ko na lang pero wala namang nangyayari.
or na-disappoint ka kasi akala mo ikaw lang pero niloko ka pa rin talaga?
Or, tama, nagbago na, pero hindi naman pala. Sabi, hindi, hinto na. Then when you get married, only to find out, they're back.
Hmm. Ang sakit. Ang sakit pag-usapan ng disappointment na akala mo mag-start sa joke, akala mo mag-start into like a small piece of your life as a married couple. And then because, one, pwedeng dinedma niya siya, hindi niya siya pinag-usapan, kaya lumaki siya. Or two, it was there from the very beginning.
I love this. I really love this topic.
Or red flag na siya, but because mahal mo yung tao, inignore mo, tapos pinakasalan mo, ay, nag-explode siya.
Kasi empath tayong dalawa. So suddenly when we discuss this level, parang biglang bumigat yung atmosphere. Parang kumonekta tayo bigla sa mga taong nasa ganung sitwasyon.
Yes.
So what do we do?
Yeah, so what do we do? What will a couple or a person do, does, or ano bang kailangan nilang gawin kung nandun sila sa isang marriage na may disappointment?
Number one, do not invalidate your feelings. Do not. Kasi it's valid. Maybe, this is the truth, maybe yung nakikita mo kung wala pa namang proof o narinig mo wala pang proof, yung iba may proof naman na, pero kung nandun ka sa wala pa, pwedeng totoo o hindi, still never invalidate your feelings. Kasi what you felt was valid. Meaning, kung na-hurt ka, na-hurt ka talaga. Kung na-inis ka, na-inis ka talaga. So, acknowledge that. And then, now, after validating your feelings, pray about it. Pray ka muna. Kailangan mo yan. Whether the next step will be talking, confronting or carefronting your spouse, whether your next step will be, yung iba kasi, they will try to look for someone to talk to, maybe a good friend that loves you both, di ba? Pray about it first. Surrender what you feel, what you think, to God. It's very important because the process will not be easy, but you need someone who's strong, stronger than your married life, to back you in this situation. So pray about it.
Number two is after accepting your feelings, you have to reflect.
So three yan. Accept your feelings kasi number two is to pray. Number three is to
I think it's
reflect.
Because in our podcast, in our first book, may kasunod. In our first book, we always talk about communication, how you can improve your communication, how communication is really important in married life. Recently, with my learning in our marriage, kailangan mong mag-reflect muna. Because you also have to think, am I being disappointed because of my spouse? Or does it say something about myself? So after connecting to God, you connect to yourself first. Because you get to realize so many things about yourself pagka kinausap mo rin yung sarili mo.
Okay, pero ano ko lang yan, yung part na yan. Kasi marami sa mga taong naka-experience ng disappointments, they get stuck in talking to themselves and say, I'm the problem. Sobrang naging victim talaga na nangyayari yan. Especially women. I think the data is telling bigger percentage of women are saying that kaya niya ginawa yun kasi kung anong itsura ko ngayon, kung anong estado ko ngayon, kasi hindi ko nagawa ito or dapat ginawa ko ito, which is nangyayari talaga sa mga taong naka-experience sa disappointments. You suddenly, kesa si, alam mo yun, looking from the third person perspective, you know that mali yung ginawa niya. Kahit anong ginagawa mo, dapat niya ginawa yun. But it will always be, if you're the victim, ibabalik mo sa'yo, especially if you're kind-hearted, no? Hindi siyang problema, ako yun, kaya siyang gumawa nun.
Sige, let's be more concrete. I love that point. Pero bunta tayo sa, not from the victim, but the victor's perspective. So what are the questions that you can ask yourself? Like, based on my experience na mahilig mag-reflect, the things that I always ask myself is, one, what happened? Two, is it like resurfacing unhealed wounds in myself? And number three, how can I talk to my spouse and what do I need from him or from her based on what happened? Para may action point ka. And the third, of course, is it will lead to how do you initiate communication with your spouse? Kasi hindi siya mag-end lang sa praying at sa talking to yourself for reflection. Reflection is very important for me because it brings awareness sa sarili mo din eh. So it will lead to now conversation to
Okay, so number one is don't invalidate. Number two is to pray. Number three is to reflect on yourself, di ba? Number four is now yung for the spouse naman. After you talking to God, talking to self, then talking to your spouse, this is where you care front now. And dito na papasok ang communication. Pray about it really. Diba? This is a different kind of communication already. Hindi na siya yung tipong, oh, make it light first, or let's talk about affirmations. It depends now on the quality of the communication that you already have existing in your relationship. Kasi dun mo malalaman ngayon to how to have this. Kind of. Kasi ang ganda yan eh. Sabi mo kanina, no? Is your wounds on me? Or ang ending kasi niyan, kung ano mo man ang mapag-reflectan mo, you have to remember na no amount of things done should equate to a response to hurt each other.
Yes.
There will no be valid excuse for that. Wala talaga siya. Response of protection, pwede. But response to hurt? Hindi.
No.
Hindi. Anything that gagawin that will hurt, ang protection will not hurt the person. It will protect the marriage. Okay? So, if that level disappoints you, it's now time to talk to your spouse. Talk and be open, but do not judge. Ang ibig sabihin dito is, more of how you feel as a spouse.
And do not also expect overnight miracles.
Yeah, yeah. Kadalasan kasi sa communication ng mga mag-asawa, which is given, nag-blurt out yung emotions mo. Mali ka. Ito ginawa mo. Manuloko ka.
Alam mo yung ibang tao, they shy away from conversations like this. Some call it crucial conversations or deeper questions to ask yourself. Pero natutunan din namin ni Drews talaga is kawawa ang isang tao pag hindi niya sinabi sa asawa niya kung ano nararamdaman niya. Kasi minsan it leads to sickness, not so good conversation, parang bottleneck na tapos ang dami niya na masasabi na ayaw naman talagang sabihin. All because kinimkim mo sa sarili mo
siya. And going back to what I was sharing kanina, iba yung dating ng conversation if you just keep on throwing arrows to each other. Ganito ginawa mo, and then the other person will say, eh, kasi ikaw, ganito ka naman.
Subutahin mo na lang ng tinapay.
Yeah. But the thing is, if you want to have a good conversation, you have to focus on how you feel. This is what happened. As a wife, this is what I feel. I got hurt. It made me think like this. I felt like my value was not ganito. Diretso yan. And then you can ask your spouse or husband. And then the husband, again, gawin nyo ng ganun yung discussion nyo. So how do you feel with this? With what's happening, with what you did or what I did? Let's focus on how each other feels rather than what each other did. Kasi mag-e-end up ang conversation nyo, patuhan lang kayo. But if you focus on the feeling, it leads now to the process will be reconciliation. The reflection that leads to reconciliation. What can we do next? Dear podcast listeners, if you have friends who are into this, if they need help, seek help. Talk. Kasi yung iba, ang malungkot dito, hindi nila kayang harapin ng asawa nila. So they try to face another person na lang and become better for that new person. Yung iba pride, yung iba ego, yung iba naman, they don't know how to maneuver from this. And so what they did, hanap na ako ng iba. I really feel guilty for my first wife. I really feel guilty for my kids. So itong sa bagong relationship ko, gagalingan ko na. I'll be a better person na. And they will always say, what if ginalingan ko lang sa first ko, sana ganito rin sana kami. And yung iba naman, hindi lang sila makakalapit. Hindi lang sila makakonekta sa asawa nila kasi nga, guilting nahihiya sila. And so they choose the other one, which is the other one naman. I'm talking about cheating already, no? Na the other person naman is really waiting. Sige lang, sa akin ka na lang. Di ba? Yung at least nakuha kita. Galingan na natin dito. Again, kaya papasok ang prayer. Kaya papasok ang prayer. Humility, the commitment, the grace of the Lord to build families again. So that's, we're talking about deep level disappointments happening in married life.
So, you want to have a great year? Talk about these things. Talk about the things na nag-disappoint sa inyo for the past years and start to have a a better year and a fresh start.
Okay? Let's pray. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, we pray for all the disappointments that we experience in our married life, in the family life. Lord, we pray that you give us a heart like yours, a heart that loves, a heart that forgives, and a heart that is also humble to transform the greatest change that you want us to have, the change that is aligned with your will, to be like you, for us to love our spouse and our families. Bless us, Lord God. Guide us and hold our hand if we're going to make a decision that will be awkward at first or will be challenging, but it will lead to the best version of our married life and family life. Thank you, Lord, because we know your will is for our married life to flourish. You did not said, Lord God, that married life would always be all about happiness, but it's all about holiness. Thank you. Thank you so much for your love. In Jesus' name, amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Love connects.